Morning, church. When Chad texted me this the other day, I was having coffee in the morning, and he said, oh, just share a story about where you've seen the resurrection and power of God in your life. And I was like, one? Which was pretty cool to be able to stop and think about that. He did ask whether I would consider sharing maybe even a little bit around what's going on with our lives right now and our transition up to Prince George, but that story doesn't feel quite yet. So as I was praying and I was discerning where we were at, I decided this morning to share a little bit around the story of my dad, actually. And he's been on my heart a lot recently. For those of you who've walked with me in the past number of years, my dad passed 5 years ago last month. And this story is one of amazing resurrection power and also the Father heart of God. And it's something that continues to inspire me day to day in my own journey. So to give a little background on my dad was about this tall, but he was a very strong guy. His background was military. He joined the military when he was 17 years old, the Royal Air Force in the UK, and he was a C-130 navigator of Hercules. So throughout his life, he had had a lot of strict rules, a lot of control, a lot of hierarchy, and a lot of yes, sir, station, because it was a challenge to meet my dad where he was at. And I loved what Father Julian shared on Thursday around that unconditional service. And so that's what we did. As a couple, we committed to meet Dad where he was at, to serve him with love. But then also we committed him to prayer. And I love the fact that we just have prayers of the people and that every week we set aside time for people in our lives who don't know Jesus and the power of that. And you might not see anything with that for years, but continue to pray for those people. So long story short, I'll keep going for a bit. But the summer my son James was born and he became a grandparent, my dad happened to be, had finally agreed to attend an Alpha. And I remember it was about a week after James was born, my dad phoned me and told me that he'd given his life to Christ. And I will still, to this day, name that as the best phone call of my life. As he opened up in his life and in his faith a little more, and it was like a switch. He went from hard man control to all of a sudden, slowly but surely, like a dam that broke, love started to be shown. The way he grandparented and loved on my son James was amazing. But my dad also opened up and started to share a little bit more in some of the kind of generational trauma that was there through our family. His own dad had been involved in Freemasonry, and there was a lot of brokenness. He even shared with me, because my grandfather died a couple years before my dad, his final words to his family had been along the lines of what a disappointment they had been to him. And like I said, it helped me have an understanding of where things were at, but also a claim on the ground for Christ and where I was in my own life, etc. So it was soon after my dad gave his life to Christ that he was diagnosed with bowel cancer, and he died 2.5 years later. And I'll always remember his final words, because in comparison and in contrast, you want to talk about resurrection power, right? His final words to our family was to enjoy our lives. And I remember at the time just thinking, and I still use that as a mantra to this day, what that looks and that feels like. So as I reflected on Chad's question today, I often found it very tricky and difficult and strange being more spiritually mature than my earthly father. My dad didn't give his life to Christ until right towards the end. But slowly and surely, God has rewritten the story. And we as a family and myself and our church have been able to reclaim our family name for both Christ and his church. And I think about my experience on Thursday, standing right here and drying the hands of my own children. I think often on Easter Sunday about that spiritual maturity and what that feels like, but a lot of that's experience within faith. I imagine that a lot of people who give their life to Christ often have given their life to Christ, but they actually maintain and keep the vantage point of sitting in the empty tomb with some of the light coming in a little bit. But there's something about those four walls maybe of the tomb, like a comfort blanket, or I think of Toast in his crate. Every now and again, we like the idea that we are safe and that we're in control. But I would say, ironically, the more spiritually mature I felt in my life, the less, in many ways, I felt in control. That includes to right now. So this Easter Sunday, when I think of the resurrection power of Christ, I start to think about the vast realities of life outside of the tomb. And I think about our wonderful way that we always finish every service and Father Julian's words of, and now, Father, send us out to do the work that you've given us to do. And we're not in control. God is in control. But if we step into what he has for us every day, meet people where they're at, in unconditional service, in love, and in power, I don't know what tomorrow is going to be, but today is certainly.